This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, Bitch Bucks wants to play Who Am I? Coming up at 6:45, your chance to win some prizes. We've got the $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group, Wizards Wednesday. So that means Wiz tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets
good
to go see Live and Collective Soul at Jiffy Lube Live. So we've got that coming up at 6:45. Let's open up the Junkie Sports page, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great.
It's going to be 75 degrees today.
Very good. Love that.
Is tomorrow the official start of spring?
21st,
I think,
right?
So.
Yeah. 20th or 21st?
21st, generally, yeah. I think.
Okay, so that'll be
Friday.
Be Friday, yeah. But 75, it was beautiful yesterday, too. 75 today. Man, I slept on my neck wrong. Oh, my gosh.
Tell you have a crick or something going on there.
It's killing me. I got a crick. All right. All right. The Caps get a 4-1 win over Detroit at home.
How about Willie?
Willie hits 30 goals for the first time in his career.
How about, dude, I think Stromer
Stromer led off the scoring.
He did.
Yes.
He's having an unbelievable year.
And he missed practice, I believe, between the last two games because he was sickly. So I guess he recuperated, comes back, and leads off the scoring for the Caps. I mean,
he's got 67 points.
He's notched new career highs, I believe, in the last three seasons.
Yeah.
All he's doing is upticking since the Caps acquired him off the free agent market. He's just floating around.
The other acquisition, which has been great, has been the goalie, who notched his 30th win.
I mean, Logan Thompson has been a stud.
So Dubois scored last night.
Another stud that they acquired via trade.
He's got 60 points,
yep.
18 goals, 42 dimes.
Fourth time in his career he's hit the 60-point plateau.
Is he tall? He's pretty tall.
Pretty big. Yeah. I think he goes about 6'4", about 220-ish, 225 maybe.
Dude.
He's a big boy.
McMichael also
Mikey
scored.
Yep.
He's got 24 goals and 28. I mean, they have so many weapons.
They have offense from everywhere.
I mean, they've got five or six guys that can kill you.
Yeah.
And their prospects are really good if you look at their future.
Guys in the pipeline.
Yeah, I saw a graphic yesterday, and it pointed out, you know, Ryan Leonard, Protas's brother.
Ilya.
He's a stud.
The younger Protas is putting up big numbers.
The guy with the million letters in his name.
Don't forget Andrew Crystal or Crystal.
You know the guy I'm talking about, Miroshenko or whatever.
Oh, Miroshnichenko.
Yes.
Who had a little bit of time up here last year.
Forgot a couple syllables.
Yeah. Just Miro. Miro's fine.
Yeah, Miro's good.
That's all good.
So 98 points.
Yes.
45, 15, and 8.
What was the over-under at the beginning of the season?
Exactly.
Probably like 75?
No, it was in the
80s. Probably the 80s. They soared over that.
I think it was 80. I'm going to say 86 and a half, maybe 87, somewhere in there.
Pretty freaking incredible.
A lot of experts thought this team would either miss the playoffs or maybe contend for a wild card spot, and they've just way over exceeded expectations.
Kind of like the Commanders.
Yeah.
Skins kind of the same thing.
Yeah. No,
they weren't able to finish it off.
Yep.
The Caps will have an opportunity, though.
Let's hope for a deep run in the playoffs. That'd be nice. We'd make for a nice spring.
They're going to be a one seed.
If
no
it
doubt.
Ended right now, who would their first round opponent be?
Oh,
have
now
you
I get
play,
to,
have
if,
you played
if
that
if
game
the NHL
yet?
Playoffs started today.
I think it would be the Canadiens. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And I'm assuming we have a good regular season record against the Canadiens.
I don't know that, but I would assume just based
I would assume
on
against the, everybody we do.
I would think so.
I think Montreal. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. No idea.
All right.
It's either Montreal or maybe
who's
the
Rangers. Who's their stud, Cakes? Who, like, when you think of the
Montreal's
Canadiens,
top player?
Any
couldn't name one right now, okay. To be honest.
All right. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Yeah. I'm just curious.
Their best player
Nick
is...
Nick Suzuki.
Yep. Ichiro's younger brother.
Still genetics in that family.
Yeah. So,
versatile.
Really good game for them. 98 points. They're going to be the one seed. I think there's about 14 games left. Ovi did not score, obviously, so mm-hmm. I don't know where that puts him in terms of the projection. But Cakes will be going up to see the Islander game.
That's correct. April 6th.
April 6th.
Yep.
You know, if you
I don't think Ovi's going to break it. Like, I think he needs to really ramp it up for him to break it on that date.
Yeah.
Because
he's
fallen off the pace a little bit. Because
but
he
only
hasn't
needs
scored.
Like 1-2-goal game or something, and
true.
Boom, you're right back on
if
it.
If he has a 2-goal or a 3-goal output or outburst in one game, then he's right back on track.
You know, Vin said he and his son, one of his sons, may be going to that game.
Ah, very good.
If you want to meet up. He's happy to meet up with you.
With Vinny?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see. I'm going to be with two of my kids in tow.
He likes to be involved.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the Caps have beaten the Canadiens 2 out of 3 this year. This season. But a couple of contests were October and December.
Right.
Last time they faced each other, it looks like, was in January 10th. And Montreal won that one 3-2 in overtime.
So Washington's next game will be tomorrow night here against Philadelphia.
Correct.
In Philadelphia, they blow.
Yeah, I was scanning the wild card.
They're last
the wild
in the
card
Metro.
Riffraff, and I didn't really see them in the mix.
No, they have 64 points.
Yeah, they're dead.
Yeah, I mean, so they're basically 30 points back.
Better luck next year, Philly.
How are the Devils? How's
Devils?
Josh Harris'
Devils,
Devils
good.
Team?
They're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, they are.
I'm pretty sure they're going to the playoffs.
I think they're the third team in the Metro right now. I'll have to double check the standings, but I think that's correct.
Let's see. Yeah, they got 80 points.
Yeah, they have 80.
So his worst team is the Sixers.
His worst team is the Sixers, correct.
And they were supposed to be good.
Yeah.
It's been a horrible year for them with all the injuries. All right, we opened the show talking about the first four last night in Dayton. First game, the Alabama State
Hornets.
Are they the Hornets?
They're the Hornets.
They're the Hornets,
yeah.
They get a Hail Mary, Daniels to Noah.
I'd be hard-pressed to tell you what city that university is located in Alabama. I just don't know. I didn't even know Alabama State was a school.
I'm guessing it's not Tuscaloosa.
Probably not.
Don't think it's Mobile.
I'm going to guess Birmingham.
Maybe Birmingham?
I'm just going to guess that.
Yeah, look that up. Look that up. But they beat St. Francis on a Hail Mary. St. Francis kind of controlled the game for the most part until about 4 minutes left, and Alabama State took the lead on a 3. Game was tied with about 3.2 seconds left. Alabama State had possession. They throw the inbounds pass from underneath St. Francis' basket, and there was 3 St. Francis players back there that just couldn't get their hands on the ball. Ball knocked around a little bit, layup, game over, 70-68. So
classic March Madness.
Alabama State in classic. Montgomery, Alabama.
Montgomery. Yeah. And Alabama State's coach, Tony Madlock, I think his son plays for them, but he was an assistant. He played for Memphis, and he was an assistant under Penny Hardaway at Memphis for a few years, and then got the South Carolina State job and then the Alabama State job. So nice job for them, and they get into the official first round of the NCAA tournament.
Hey, good. You know what? Good work by him. He inherited a program and went 8-23 the first year, then 13 wins, then 20.
Mm-hmm.
Good time to get out. Good time to get a promotion.
Good for him. That's a good job right there.
Excellent. So they'll take on Auburn on tomorrow night, the 2:50 game. So nice job there. And then the second game started around 9:30-ish. You know, North Carolina was controversial since they got in over teams like West Virginia. But they destroyed San Diego State. They shot 62% in the first half, hit 7 threes in the first half. I believe they hit 14 threes for the game, and they win 95-68. So if you had San Diego State plus the 4.5, not even close.
Mm-hmm.
Not even close.
Hey, it's Brett. It's good for business when North Carolina wins.
I bet.
Check again.
Yep. Sell some more crushed vodka.
Always great for business.
Yeah.
So you've got two more games in the first four. Tonight, we're pulling for our boy Simp. American U is playing the Mount. Also in Dayton, that game starts at 6:40 on True TV. And then the second game will be Texas and Xavier, probably about a half hour after the first game ends. So make sure you're home watching American U. Hopefully beat them out. And then if they beat them out, they will take on Duke.
Are we Cooper simping Flag. For Simpkins? Can we print up those t-shirts?
Some went around, and then maybe.
Somebody call the fan shop.
I'm not sure if I want to wear that, but maybe.
Probably don't.
Maybe I do.
It's a good
our guy Adam Pohl's not rooting for American.
Adam Pohl's definitely not rooting for AU.
What's Adam's
deal? Adam, he does the play-by-play for the Mount.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so he will definitely not be rooting for the AU Eagles.
Right. I'm always stunned. I always felt like the Mount was further than it is. It's really close.
It's not that far. Emmitsburg is not that far away.
I mean, it's literally an hour from my house.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I just always felt like it was in the middle of nowhere.
It's a beautiful,
like,
small campus.
Away. Yeah, it's pretty.
Oh, it's in the middle of nowhere. It's just not that far away.
Yeah, but I just thought it was far away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what's shocking about it, I think? I think you'll be shocked at how few students actually go there.
Oh. Because
it is a pretty campus.
2,000 maybe?
But it's in that range.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a small
campus. Very small.
Very
small. So it's like a high school.
Yes.
I mean, for some, yeah. For some.
High school had 2,500.
Yeah, much nicer facilities.
A ton of students.
I mean, it trounces your high school's facilities.
100%. Our high school looks like a prison from the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
it's not aesthetically pleasing.
And their coach, Donnie Lynn's, in his first year, and he gets them to the tournament.
He might be going bye-bye.
That's a good story.
When you get to a school like that, honestly, unless you're like, who was the guy, Jim Phelan, who was there for 40 years?
Jim Phelan, yeah.
You know, you get that tournament run.
Jim Phelan was there forever. Mm-hmm.
He definitely wore bow tie all the time. That's what I remember about him. Yeah.
So yesterday, the coach from West Virginia is bouncing to Indiana, so he got bitter he didn't make the tournament because thought West Virginia should get in, right? And he bounces to Indiana.
After 1 year, he's gone.
That's what you do.
He was
Ziggy.
And Darian DeVries.
Well, also, when somebody offers you a big bag of money to leave, that helps, too.
Of course.
And Indiana doesn't give you much time, man. If Mike Woodson was there for 4 years and didn't make the tournament for the last two, he was gone.
Uh-huh.
But DeVries goes, he was an assistant, a longtime assistant under McDermott at what school am I thinking of?
Creighton.
He was there for a long time.
Mm.
And then, of course, he got the Drake job, and he got to the tournament 3 or 4 times, goes to West Virginia for 1 year.
It can happen quickly.
It can happen real quick.
You go on a run.
Now he's going to the Big Ten.
Right.
To go coach Indiana. So, yep, he was there for 1 year, 19-13, and now he's going to coach the Hoosiers, see how he does. We're pulling for him. Apparently a really good dude. Really good guy. But anyway, so we got the tournament again tonight with two more games, pulling for AU, and I'm going to do the emotional hedge play and bet on Mount St. Mary's.
Okay.
Because I really want Simp to win that game.
But you want to be happy either way.
But I want to be happy, 100%.
I
don't know how much money I'll put on it. Probably not a lot.
And the winner of that game draws Duke in the first round.
They play Duke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we assume Cooper Flagg's going to go.
He's not the only one. When you look, they have like three guys in the top 10.
I would sit Cooper Flagg for the first game if I were the Duke coach against a 16 seed. I'll just give him a few extra days.
Just kind of depends on how he feels.
Yeah. Or you say go as far as play. I thought you meant, you know, leave at the end of the year, which most people assume. I didn't realize they had three guys potentially going in the top 10 in the
draft. I saw
draft.
Seth Davis say he's more likely to play for Duke basketball next season than Cooper Flagg. Yeah. So even though there's been a little bit of a narrative that Cooper Flagg would come back, he's probably going to leave campus right after the tournament.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, and buys himself a fancy condo in D.C., playing for the Wizards.
Hey, you know who used to play in D.C. who just landed a new job? Did you see?
Yes.
Patrick Corbin.
He has a new gig?
Patrick Corbin signed a $1 million deal.
With?
The Texas Rangers. Mm. Almost said the Texans, like he's going about to play football. Yeah.
Well, Texas he got a million Rangers. Guaranteed, but he has other incentives where he can make a few more million. Obviously, far cry from what he made here when he was here in D.C. But he can be an innings gobbler for them. Hadn't had tremendous success. It was kind of a wild run that he had, especially the last few years here.
That's so weird. It's just like he lost it.
He's probably so happy to be out of here because he was just getting attacked after winning the World
Series. They say he never complained. Great dude.
I know he was happy about his salary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every fifth day. I'll never forget, though. I remember we had Zim in studio, and he said, essentially that, he kind of put it all on the line that year when they won the World Series, and maybe it just... He just never was the same after that.
This goes by so quick because I remember
used him up so much.
I remember us being in West Palm and interviewing Patrick Corbin, like when he was new to the team.
Right.
And now he's already done his stint and on to
good
the
dude.
Next.
Good dude.
Everybody says he's
very
a good
quiet.
Dude.
Yeah. Very quiet.
Yeah. His last four seasons, he had 63 losses last year, 6-13 with a 5.6 ERA.
Yeah.
I felt like a lot. He definitely had moments though. They were like,
yeah, he got a little better at the end of the season.
Yeah.
But it's crazy that he's going to enter his 13th year. I mean, what a great career.
Mm-hmm.
He's only been an All-Star a couple times, but, to sign a $140 million contract.
Win a
World Series. Pitch 13 years.
Pitch in a couple All-Star games.
Maybe a couple more. Who knows?
Yeah.
The Texas Rangers signed him to a one-year deal. They placed John Gray on a 60-day injured list.
I bet against him pitching in a couple more, but that's maybe.
Well, you never know. See how he does. Can sign another one-year deal next year, maybe. Patrick Corbin. And, of course, opening day for the Nats is
Thursday.
Next Thursday, the 27th.
The number I heard yesterday, I don't know if this is accurate, but I heard this as I was driving around, was 72. Is that the over-under on the Nats?
I think I saw that, yeah.
I'm just going to get Savannah's official prediction, and I'm just going to just go with whatever she predicts, because...
I've been all over it lately.
I followed it the last 2 years, and I've cashed in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So good for her. By the way, we'll be giving away Nats opening day tickets at 8 a.m. morning.
When can we start the Nats advent calendar thingy?
I don't know. I opened mine, then I just gave it to Drab.
You gotta do the days.
I mean, I think you would be able to do it starting tomorrow. Because there's seven slots, 7
days
away.
By the way, would you start on 7 or 1?
Start on 7.
The instructions say to start on 1.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Pretty sure.
That's bizarre.
Check your box.
I'll check the box, but countdowns usually go from the higher number down to the lower number.
I looked at it quick.
I've never seen a count up that I can recall.
Well, maybe they're not looking at it that way. They're just looking at it the first day of 7.
I don't know.
Okay. I'll have to double check
Depends
that.
On your perspective.
I'll have to check
also
my box.
Also, wouldn't think it would be... remarkable if JP misread it. It wouldn't be a remarkable thing.
I would not be surprised if that were the case.
Yeah.
Very possible. Give me their most likely starting rotation, Lurch.
Well, Gore is definitely starting opening day.
Gore's starting opening day.
Yep.
He can be dynamite when he's on.
Jake Irvin.
Also, solid.
Trevor
pitched
Williams.
A lot of innings last year.
I would think Trevor Williams, who pitched, I believe he pitched yesterday in spring training.
Uh-huh.
Mitchell Parker?
Yeah, Mr. Parker.
Yep. JoJo's still recovering from the injury.
Still recovering.
And then they signed the kid Soraka from...
what happened to the kid from like 2 years ago that blew his arm out?
Cade Cavalli? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. Where is he?
I mean, he's got to be in their system at some point.
Yeah,
he didn't do anything this spring. He's still not ready.
I don't think he's projected.
It's been like 2 years now.
It's been a while. And they also have Jackson Rutledge, who also pitched last night or yesterday. But I don't think he's projected to be in the
starting rotation.
So I think there's projected starting rotations. Gore, Irvin, Williams, Parker, and then Soraka.
So is it safe to say Cavalli's had a setback? I mean, I remember we talked about that like a year or so ago.
Yeah, you'd have to look up what he's done.
I mean, he underwent Tommy John surgery a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And that was after
ended his 2023 season.
He had made some big league starts or whatever, so appearances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That box is a little tilting. It's called Countdown to Opening Day.
Okay.
Countdown.
Yes.
That you do start at 1 and up toward 7.
Yeah, I mean, that's
bizarre.
It runs counter to every countdown I've ever seen.
It's a count up to opening day.
It is a count up, which is bizarre.
But we could officially start opening it if we do it by the letter of the law tomorrow. That's 7 days.
Not going to lie, I did a sneak peek at some of the items.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
underwhelming.
They're just little tchotchkes to get you,
things to remind you
ready for opening day.
I mean, some of them are cool. It's not going to be $100 bills.
Some are cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
remember we had that, the 106.7 The Fan, like little, if only, I think it only did the 106.7 The Fan signal, and like only when you're in the stadium.
Yeah. Some of our listeners thought that was cool.
For baseball seam heads, they love that sort of thing.
I'm not diminishing it.
You see them in the stadium with their little headphones listening
to
the games.
I know, they wear it.
Scoring the games like they're back in the 1940s doing that bit.
All right, coming up next, it is a game show Wednesday. We need contestants. Call us now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
800-636-1067. We're going to play Who Am I? Not the round robin version, so EB, don't worry, you need to prepare. We're just going to give you clues. If you can figure out who we're talking about before your opponent, you'll win the prize. So call in now at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.